But for the No One Is Illegal March on Ottawa, still walking. It's now 9 to 9 on 12 at this evening on June 24th, and the No One Is Illegal March on Ottawa is continuing. So today the march ended in Cumberland. This on the other side from Masson of the Ottawa River. And the thing is, while the organizing was, the logistics was being organized, we never found a place to be lodged in here around Cumberland, Masson. The only place we could find was Orleans, which is some 70 kilometers away. And so shuttles were organized for transporting marchers from Cumberland to Orleans for the evening. But some of us decided to walk the whole way. So as we speak, I'm walking between Cumberland and Orleans with several other people. And we'll be getting paid in Orleans for dinner, for supper, sorry. But we'll be glad we did it. And so that's pretty much the spirit that's been with us all along from Montreal and until we reach Parliament Hill tomorrow at 4. So once again, I invite everyone who's listening to this to come to Ottawa tomorrow, or even back, come to Orleans. Come and meet us in Orleans tomorrow morning on the 25th and walk with us all the way to Parliament Hill. Today, as I reported earlier, I was a delegation of directly affected people on to the immigration office in Ottawa, where two of the refugees got to speak with a bureaucrat, a fonctionnaire, as we say in French, an executive of the ministry, and repeated the invitation to Joe Volpe to meet us tomorrow, or to at least acknowledge us. So we repeated this for the men, as well as the principles for regularization of non-status people in Canada. And we still hope that Volpe will be there tomorrow to greet the march. So, this is another report for the Centre des Médias Alternatifs du Québec, Québec Indie Media, and I invite you once more to visit www.solidaritycrossborders.org.